just pray that he'll have his way again tonight. Amen. It's good to have everybody with us tonight. You be sure and keep praying for our sick ones tonight. I tell you what, we have had a lot of people sick in the last few months, but you know, we're still here. We're still kicking tonight. Amen. We thank the Lord for that. We just give him praise for that. Amen. John chapter 9, beginning at verse number 18. Amen. Said, but the Jews did not believe concerning him that he had been blind and received his sight until they called the parents of him that had received his sight. And they asked him, saying, is this your son who you say was born blind? How then doeth he now see? His parents answered them and said, we know that this is our son and that he was born blind. But by what means he now seeth, we know not. Or who hath opened his eyes, we know not. He is of age, ask him. He shall speak for himself. These words spake the parents, because they feared the Jews. For the Jews had agreed already that if any man did confess that he was Christ, he should be put out of the synagogue. Therefore said his parents, he is of age, ask him. Then again called they the man that was blind, and said unto him, give God the praise. We know that this man is a sinner. He answered and said, whether he be a sinner or no, I know not. One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see. Then said they to him again, what did he to thee? How opened he thine eyes? He answered them, I told you already, and ye did not hear. Wherefore would ye hear if I again? Hear again, will ye also be his disciples? Let us pray. Lord, we thank you tonight, Jesus. We thank you that we can come in your house. We thank you for your holy word that you've given us. And Lord, I pray that you anoint me to speak this word. I ask tonight, Jesus, that you anoint my ears, Lord, to receive it. We bind all the hindering spirits and we plead your blood. Lord, let me say nothing more, nothing less than what you'd have me to say tonight. And Lord, I know if anything's going to come of the remainder of this service, it's not because of any flesh, but it's because of you. And Lord, I ask that your will's going to be done, not man. Lord, I praise you tonight, Jesus, and I love, Lord. Lord, we're going to get closer to you. It's going to be because we've got an appetite and we hunger tonight. I pray, Lord, let your will be done tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 You know, I noticed here there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 different questions that's asked right here what I got through reading in this little bit of Scripture. We know the scene, how the man was blind, and we know how that the disciples asked him who sinned the most for this man to be in this condition. Did he sin or his parents sin for him to be blind? Amen. And Jesus said neither of them, that his power should be shown through this. Amen. We know that he went into the temple synagogue and he showed himself that he had opened his eyes that he could see. And we also know that there was a big quarrel going on about what happened. You know, when you talk about somebody who was blind from their birth and then all of a sudden they're of age, they can see, it really gets people's attention. Amen. But you notice there's a key point right here in this message that I've never really heard nobody preach on. Amen. I've heard it preached. I've heard lots of things preached. But you know what? Did he say it? The parents said, he's of age. Go and ask him. Amen. They said, he is of age. Go and ask him. Amen. How many know sometimes we try to pass the buck? Amen. We'll say, what's going on in that church up there? Well, ask Brother So-and-so. It was happening up there the other night. Amen. I'm telling you, church, we're of age tonight. It's time that somebody asks us and we stand up and say, wait a minute, I can give an account for what I am doing and what I have been a part of and what I have seen. Why? Because I tell you tonight, church, we are of age and the only one that's going to ask us is going to ask us personally. Amen. Do you know that when the Holy Spirit deals with your heart, He deals with your heart. Amen. He don't deal with mama's heart and it just rub off on you. Mama may have a lot to do with the way you grow up and the way that you're had in your life. But I'm telling you, when you get of age, he's going to deal with you, Sister Lottie. He's going to talk to you, Sister Lottie. When you get of age, it's time that you stand up and say, wait a minute, devil, I've had enough for you. I'm not going to put up with this no longer, because when I got saved, I become of age and I can stand for myself and I can say, I know that I know that I know that he died for my sin and I'm able to put that devil under my feet. Amen. Go and ask him. He's of age. Boy, when I read that right there, I just kind of just went all through me. I'm telling you what there. It's like a chain was just really taken off of me. You know what I mean? It's just like you turn loose a dog that's been caged up and he just runs and runs and runs. If you've ever been deer hunting and hunting with hounds, You ride them hounds around about half a day in that dog box, and when you open that dog box up and you try to put them out on the track, well, if you're just well, let them run for a while till they settle back down. Then they'll come down and track that trail that deer. But what happens because they've been caged up? And you know what the devil tries to tell us? That we'll never of age. We'll never get to the point that we need to be. We'll never get to the maturity that one's sitting across of us or that one's sitting behind us or ahead of us. I'm telling you tonight, when you got down on your knees and you accepted Jesus as your personal Savior, you become of age, amen, in the kingdom of God. You've got just as much right to lay your hands on somebody as I got or anybody else in the church. Why? Because you was recognized. How come you was recognized? Because your name was wrote in the Lamb's Book of Life. Amen. When Jesus washed you, He cleansed you, and you become of age tonight. Amen. Amen. He said this here, who you say was born blind? I got the question mark wrote out there, and I got myself wrote by. I got me. Who you say was born blind? Well, I can tell you one thing. I can only answer myself. I was born blind. Amen. Spiritually, I was blind. I was blind as a bat, and I didn't have a radar or sonar or anything to guide me. All I was doing was stumbling through this life on my own. I was stumbling through this life by myself. I was stumbling through this life without a way, without a guidance. But I'm telling you what, I recognize I was blind. Amen. When I got down on my knees and I accepted Jesus as my personal Savior, and they can ask me this question, who say ye that was blind? I can say, I was blind. Amen. But now I have come of age, and my eyes have been opened, and now I can see where I once was heading, and I can see where I'm heading now. Amen. Amen. Brother Barr gave me something kind of comical. Don't really go along with this here, but I'm going to share it anyhow. I got a little laugh out of it. Amen. Some of that stuff, I believe it was you gave me a couple weeks ago. Anyhow, I was reading it. This pastor's been preaching, been married 25 years, been a pastor the whole time. And he said his wife, you know, he didn't know she was doing this stuff. Brother Barr done laughing. Anyhow, he was digging in the closet back there behind his clothes. He found a little box. And he found that box and he pulled it out. And in that box, there were three eggs and $101 bills. Amen. He pulled the box out and he said, what mean is this? She said, honey, I don't want to embarrass you. How long has it been there? Well, it's been there for 25 years. Well, what's the eggs for? She said, well, every time you preach a poor sermon, I put an egg in it. Well, he thought within himself, well, that ain't bad 25 years, three eggs in the box. Amen. He said, well, what meaneth these $100 bills? She said, well, every time I got a dozen eggs, I sold them to the neighbor for a dollar. Amen. Amen. You talk about eyes that were open. Amen. I'm telling you, church, we think sometimes that our eyes are open when they're really not. But I'm telling you what, when you get down in the trenches, when you get down in the battle, I want you to know you don't let nothing begin to cloud your eye. You rise up and say, wait a minute, I'm of age and I don't got to back down no more because I come in the name of the Lord and I got power because He will endue you with power from on high. Amen. Who's blind today? The devil is trying to tell us that we're all blind. We was born blind, but now we can see, and therefore He that the Son set free is free indeed. We are no longer blind, so we don't have to walk around with a spiritual cane. We've got our eyes open, and the Holy Ghost is guiding us tonight. Amen. Oh, I tell you, you know what's so bad? I believe in a big part of the church world today across the nation, if the devil was to cry out, who's blind? About 50% will still raise their hand and say, I'm still blind tonight. Amen. Why? Because they've been convinced at birth that they're never going to be able to see. Amen. They're never going to be able to see spiritually. But I'm telling you, when you get saved, you see different from what you did see. You act different from what you did act. You may be the same person in that mirror when you look in that mirror. But I'm telling you, there's something on the inside that's different about you than what was when you got down to that altar. And I know tonight, church, that's because we're looking through a whole different set of eyes. We're looking through spiritual eyes. Brother Harold Lohman, I believe it is. Amen. Brother Gray got me his tape. I'd already had that tape. Brother Harold Lohman, I believe it is. I believe it's that Methodist preacher. He used to come over to Galilean Baptist Church somewhere. And I'd go over to hear him some. Amen. He stood up there and preached. And he said, technically, he's supposed to be blind. Something missing in his eyes. He ain't supposed to be able to see. But yet, he's an elderly fella. You sit there and he reads that Bible.
and he reads that Bible and he preaches, and you say he can't see. Well, I'm telling you, the reason he can see is because God gave him eyes. Amen. Man says he can't see, but God said he can see. And church, who are we going to listen to tonight? Amen. If we listen to man long enough, we'll believe that we couldn't see. And I believe if that brother, I don't even know if he's still alive, would have listened to man, he would not be able to see. But he listened to God, and as long as he continued to listen to God, he could continue to see. Amen. Who say you that's blind? Amen. I can say I once was, but now I see tonight. Amen. Amen. How do you now see Jesus? Jesus. How do you now see? The question was asked to that man that was blind. Jesus is the way that he could see. There have been many people who come in contact with his life. I'm sure his parents knew a lot of people. I'm sure he had a lot of friends. I'm sure he had a lot of people that cared for him. But he could not see until Jesus came by. Amen. I'm telling you, church, we've been in church. We've had our parents love us. We've had our parents hug us. We've had people care for us. But you could not see until you met Jesus. Amen. And I tell you tonight, as long as you stay in Jesus' hands, you'll be able to see spiritually tonight. Amen. And what do you see when you see spiritually? You see things that come in your life that you need to avoid. You see things that come in your life that you need to stay away from. And you see things come in your life that you need to get closer to. Amen. Why? Because when Jesus comes in, a lot of things change in your life. Amen. But it's always for the better. I guarantee you. It is for the better tonight. I'm glad he came into my life tonight. I'm glad he came into your life. Amen. But he said he's of age. Ask him. What did he to thee? I got wrote right there. He saved me. What did he to thee? What? You know, if we stood up tonight and everybody in this building was to have a look, just give you everybody 5 minutes and say, okay, tell me what happened and how you got saved. What did he to thee? Everybody will have a different experience, but everybody would come to the same climax. They would come to the same point. They would come to the same point. He saved you. He might have saved you on the road. He might have saved you at the altar. He might have saved you at the house. He might have convicted you for 6 months. He might have convicted you for a month. But I'm telling you, it'll all come to the same point that he saved me. Amen. It may be different roads that we walked on. It may be different paths. It may be different ways. But I'm telling you, it'll all come to the same point. We'll come to the same thing that Jesus saved me. What did he do thee? Amen. He saved me is what he did. Amen. And when he saved me, he made a new creature out of me. Old things passed away, and behold, all things become new. Amen. What happened? He saved me. If I ever doubt that he saved me, I'm doubting that he is. And if I doubt that he is, I'm doubting that he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him tonight. But church, I got to keep it in my heart that he saved me. Amen. Brother Barr, man didn't save me. Jesus saved me. Man didn't have the technology back then to give that man his sight, but Jesus did have it. And I tell you today, man can't give you spiritual eyes, but Jesus can today. Amen. He can save you today. Amen. You know, this whole scripture was there for a reason. It was there so that the Lord could show his power. Amen. This whole thing was here so the Lord could show his power. But he said, how opened he thine eyes? Amen. How opened he thine eyes? Well, I look in that mirror, I see the same set of eyes. I guess mine are green, I reckon. I don't see good enough to tell what color mine are, Harley. That's pretty bad, ain't it? But anyhow, you think about it. How did he open your eyes? Well, you see them puppies that Sister Karen and them got, them pretty little puppies they got. Well, they couldn't see to start with. But after a few days, their eyes will begin to open up. They'll begin to see. Brand new world out there. How did he open your eyes? Now, that is another point that every one of us has a little bit different. That's another area that's a little bit different in every one of our lives. When you got up from that altar or wherever you accepted Jesus, your eyes were open, but they were open different than one sitting next to you. Some people got up with their eyes open and seemed like things were just laid out right in order. Some people got up with their eyes open and seemed like that they had to get on their knees and work and work and work and work and work. But I'm telling you, he still opened your eyes. He may have opened this one to my God up with everything out of their life, every obstacle out of their life, everything that hindered them out of their life, and their eyes were open. This one may have got up with their eyes open, and they had to fight, they had to crawl, they had to scratch. But I'm telling you what, their eyes were still open, and they'll continue to fight and scratch. I'm telling you, the Lord will take them to where they need to be. Amen. He opened your eyes. Everybody's eyes get opened different, but everybody's eyes get opened. Everybody gets saved different, but everybody's saved by Christ. Amen. Everything points to the same goal. We may walk down different avenues. We may have different obstacles. We may have different struggles. We may have different hang-ups. Because, see, what I have problems with, you may not have problems with. And what you have problems with, I may not have problems with. But I'm telling you what, He knows how to focus my eyes to fit my problem. And He knows how to focus your eyes to fit your problem. So if I keep my eyes on my problem and get them off of your problem, we'll all get along a lot better. Amen. But here's the problem. He opened our eyes, and I'm too busy trying to straighten your problems up and not worrying about my own problem. And you're trying to worry about straightening somebody else's problem and neglecting your problems. Your eyes are open, and those eyes are open to fit you and your problem. Oh, I tell you, there's a lot in this little scripture right here. Amen. How open He thine eyes. Amen. Amen. Wherefore would ye hear it again? See, they're asking the second time. He done told them once. A lot of people don't want to hear about your conversion. A lot of people don't want to hear about your change. But He said, you wouldn't hear it if I told you. Some people, you start telling them about Jesus, well, they automatically throw up a shield and get mad at you. Amen. Why? We've got to understand. We cannot get a spirit about us that tells us, well, I've tried to share Jesus to him, and he rebelled and didn't want to hear it, so I ain't going to share it to nobody else. Because you've got to look at it. He's looking through a different set of eyes. He's looking through a different set of eyes. He's looking through the same set of eyes that you once looked through. I'll never forget what my cousin, I've said it to church many times. After I got saved, he got saved a little bit ahead of me. We were down there with some of our old buddies, and they had nasty mouths. When he got through, I said, Lynn, them nasty mouth things, ain't they? He looked at me and said, you were just as bad. Well, see, I just got saved. I didn't realize I was that bad. I didn't realize it, Sister Mabel, until I got saved. I didn't know that. I didn't have a clue. But all of a sudden, I'm saved, and they come around me, and all of a sudden, they got a nasty mouth. Well, a few weeks before that, there wasn't nothing wrong with what they were saying. Why? Because, Sister Eva, I was blind, but now I can see, and all of a sudden, faith had changed in my life, and I had a new view and a new outlook on life. Amen. I'm telling you, when He opens your eyes, He opens your eyes to a whole lot of things out there. Not just them walls there, not just to see these old dirty hands here, but He opens your eyes to a whole different respect on things out there. Amen. Oh, let me tell you, church, I didn't realize I was out of way. Amen. But you know, when my eyes got open, I found out I was. Amen. Will you also be His disciple? That's the last question. You know, I answer my questions a lot of times. I got yes wrote down by it, but you know, I can only speak for myself. Why? Because I'm of age asking Him. And you know what? You can only speak for yourself tonight. The Lord can ask you, and you're of age. You have to speak for yourself tonight. Will you be His disciple? Will you be one of His followers? Will you be one that shares Jesus with somebody? Will you be one that, hey, He opened my eyes and I want to tell somebody about it? You can only answer that question because you're of age and the Lord's going to ask you personally. And I'm telling you, everybody's going to stand before it and everybody's going to be judged according to that word. And everybody is going to be of age and they're going to answer for themselves. Amen. They're going to answer for themselves. These parents didn't know what they were doing. They were simply getting out of the way of these Jews that were going to kick them out of the synagogue. But they said, He's of age. You go ask Him. He's the one that eyes were open. He's the one that can see now. So you ask Him. So when the devil comes knocking on your door and he comes beating on your door, don't you send him to the wife. Wife, don't you send him to the husband. Husband, don't you send him to the kids. You simply say, wait a minute. I'm the man of this house, and I'm of age, and you got to come through me. You got to come through me. And you know what? He opened my eyes. and he opened my eyes to see what he is. He opened my eyes to see that he's a liar and the father of all liars, and the truth is not found in him. And therefore I can tell you tonight, church, that when Jesus come in our heart, he made us able to fight and to bear and to have strength, that we can fight the things of the devil trying to come, and we can be victorious over that devil. Amen. Because the devil wants to keep you blind. He wants to keep you blind and blind and blind and blind and blind. The Bible says the blind leads the blind, they fall in a ditch. They both do. They both end up in that ditch. God don't want blind people. He don't want spiritually blind people. He wants people who can see with spiritual eyes. Now I'm telling us tonight, church, we're of age, so we have to answer for ourselves. Where are you at in your spiritual walk tonight? How is your spiritual vision tonight? Can you see spiritually? Spiritually, can you see? Or your eyes spiritually dim tonight? You can only answer that for yourself tonight. That's between you and the Lord. He knows. He knows what you see. He knows what's out there. I come up here yesterday evening to turn the water on because it's supposed to get cold. And I eased on in here and started praying around this altar here, and I ended up just walking around in here praying. But you know what? I didn't have no lights on in here, Sister Karen. It was right at dark. But you know something? The lights wouldn't have brought the Lord in here. It would not have brought him in here. The darkness didn't bring the Lord in here. What brought the Lord in here was somebody coming here and wanting to talk to him. And what made me know that he was here, Sister Eva, is simply because when I got saved, my eyes were open and I understood a lot more things. And I knew, Brother Bart, if I called on him, he was going to answer. And I know if I continue to call on him, he's going to continue to answer. And I tell you tonight, church, I'm of age and I can answer for myself. And you're of age. And when he calls you, you can answer for yourself tonight. Why? Because he opened your spiritual eyes. Amen. And I'm glad he opened our eyes. And I'm glad he made us realize that we're of age and we can answer for ourselves tonight. Amen. Let's stand our feet all over the building. Amen. I tell you, I believe we need to come down here and pray a little bit. Amen. I believe we need to talk to him a little bit. You know what? I think sometimes that we get to that point there that we feel like our eyes are tired. You know how it is when you get up in the morning time, you can't hardly see. You know, your eyes are a little cloudy. You can't hardly see. But I'm telling you, let's throw a little bit of spiritual water on it and...